Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, if you go to the PrisonPlanet.com forum and go halfway down, it says, well, there's a link there. Let me go back to the actual link. At the top of it, it says, if you find, when you find Social Work 101, Family is a Disease System, posted here. This has only been going about an hour and a half. And I've read over a bunch of quotes and things that I hadn't seen that back up what we're saying. But I did find one that I do remember reading, because listeners mail me these books, and we have a lot of professors and scholars and researchers that listen to the show. And it says, Sociology, A Brief Introduction. And by the way, just during the break, I Googled this and found the opening introduction online, because Amazon does that, and did indeed find it, because I'm not just going to read this unless I can go prove it myself. But this is, and I've seen this before, now this is on page 285, discusses the approach to family of conflict theorists. Conflict theorists also view the family as an economic unit that contributes to social injustice. The family is the basis for transferring power, property, and privilege from one generation to the next. Conflict theorists argue that the family helps to maintain inequity. So see, there, the family is bad. This is over and over again. Now, we haven't found the one textbook, because it's 5-6 years ago. And maybe it was the same night I covered things with Bob. A lot of these are already on the web. Maybe you can find it, listeners. It's the same night I covered it with Bob. Might have been right around the same time. And maybe that's why my memory says it was from Bob, because I got a textbook. There were photocopies. I had to give it back. It was Calhoun Social Work Reader, something like that. Find it! Now, we can disprove that I don't talk about space aliens, as this guy says. We can disprove that the government isn't at odds with the family. That's well known they are. But I want the exact quote he's saying doesn't exist. I will find it. Bob, in the few minutes we've got left, you want to read that specific Harvard psychologist statement again?
It came from, really, it's all, you know, if somebody wants to really know what it's all about, it's UNESCO, and they had a 1947 book called Towards World Understanding. You know, and in that book, on page 58, they say, quote, as we have pointed out, it is frequently the family that infects the child with extreme nationalism. The school should therefore use the means described earlier to combat family attitudes. That's all coming from, you know, UNESCO, UN stuff. I mean,
now, see how it says they're mentally ill, they're infected? That's the same as saying disease, but I'm telling you there's one where they call the family. In fact, read the whole quote from start to finish.
Okay, this is the quote from Chester M. Pierce, 1973. A professor of education at Harvard in 1973 at a Denver education conference, quote, every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances to our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, and toward the sovereignty of this nation as a separate entity. It's up to you as teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international child of the future, end quote. There you go.
By the way, I've now found the textbook. It's been posted by one of the people in there. Alex mentioned this, that the name was Calhoun. On Amazon, I found this, Dictionary of Social Sciences, Craig Calhoun, editor. Then it says, do any of these book titles look familiar? Yes, they do. Contemporary Sociology Theory, Classical Sociology Theory, Contemporary Sociology Theory, Blackwell Readers in Sociology. God, it all sounds familiar. It goes on Social Theory and Politics of Identity, Nationalism, Concepts in Social Thought. I think it's the one that's Blackwell Readers. And I want to say it's a Calhoun Reader. Maybe like a condensed version, but it was a pretty good-sized book. Bob Dacey, thank you for the incredible job. Anything else you want to add?
That's it, Alex. Keep after him, my friend.
Tell folks when the local TV show's on.
It's on from 6 to 7 Monday nights on Channel 10. It's also SimpleTruthOnline.net. You can watch it anytime. SimpleTruthOnline.net.
And the great work of Jeff Kantoff. What a super guy. All right. We'll be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, in the last hour, we gave footnoted quotes about how the family is a sickness, the children are mentally ill, they have a disease, basically. I have now tracked down who this particular Calhoun sociologist was, talking about the family being a disease. We're vetting all that out, the mountains of quotes and evidence. But I thought I would, this is what my classic detractors are like. This is off YouTube. This is the standard thing. He implies, I'm not going to play the whole piece. He implies that he is going to school. He hasn't read any of the books when he's in school. So he's obviously taking that career path. He says that I never footnote or never give, you know, where something comes from. I do over and over again. Again, I'll say, 4 years ago, MSNBC, Mexican Attorney General takes microchip, makes employees take it. And then years later, I'll say the Mexican Attorney General made his employees take it. You can just say, oh, that's a lie. He didn't give us a place to find it. Use Google, man. Go read it. I talk about civilian inmate labor camp programs and secret camp program from 86 to 96, which they declassified in 96. It's an army.mil. Just type civilian inmate labor camp program in. Find out about how they secretly have federal and state prisoners on these. I mean, I got Senate hearings talking about the secret camp program. It's now mainstream news. Decade after I talked about it. Look, we don't make anything up. But it's a classic attack saying we don't tell the truth or we're full of it. So I thought I'd play a few minutes of this and then refute it with Charlotte Iserby, head of policy, Department of Education under Ronald Reagan, herself, quite esteemed degrees and background, her in civil service internationally. And then, of course, her father, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove as well. Pretty high-powered family from inside the intelligentsia, blowing the whistle from the inside out. We'll be talking to this dear, wonderful lady who wrote the bombshell definitive work, Deliberate Dumbing Down, in just one moment. But first, here is the creature on YouTube, standard attack pattern, just putting out pure bull.
Hello there, YouTube. This is Asinus, and I'm doing a video response to the Alex Jones family and socialism thing. First off, I want to say that Alex Jones is nuts. This is the same guy who does Prison Planet, and we all know it for gems like Aliens Are Invading, you know, Bush is an alien, just weird off-the-wall crap like that. And this video is a perfect example of what this guy is all about. Absolutely perfect, and I spell it out for you. First off, why are police and social workers in a children's classroom bad? And I don't think they mean like right in the classroom, but working with teachers, I don't know why that would be a bad thing. I mean, you know, schools are in and of themselves designed in part to catch things like abuse or childhood development problems. These schools are already designed to do that. They're already designed to help with that. So
okay, hit pause. So he impeaches me with saying, I believe Bush is an alien and aliens are invading. Never said it, anything close to it. UFOs are persona non grata on this broadcast, okay? Then he goes into, oh, guilty until proven innocent. Yeah, we need these spies watching everybody. That's what he's saying. But he just thinks it's normal because he's brought up in the system. Let's go back to this little soft creature.
So this is taking it a little bit further. And I don't know why he's saying social work came from England. Social work has kind of evolved over probably thousands of years, hundreds of thousands of years, from charity in ancient times. You would have special groups of people who would give food to the poor. It was a religious thing back then. It's not so much a religious thing now, but I could say the first institutionalization of that, technically, yes, it was in England, as the poor law, but how he got from the poor law to social work, I'm not quite sure. And then he's talking about, it started in England, and then with the very same group in Prussia. What? That doesn't make sense. And
let's stop right there. Simultaneously, the eugenicist taking the theory of Darwinism to social Darwinism. I'm not having a debate about Darwinism. Then I get attacked for that. I'm saying that the facts, what they said, okay, what sociology, all of this was born out of, eugenics was the key. It went across the board in these sciences. And of course, the British royal family was German. They then adopted the Prussian model. The United States adopted it in the colonial army as well. And they merged the two. So see, he's playing games with it there. They developed these sciences in tandem and then integrated them as the sciences do, across the Atlantic. And then, of course, came into the United States. And then he goes in to say, I never source anything or I never give any proof of anything. Let's go back to it. Then Charlotte Iserby.
And he's like, Prussia, Chris Austro-Hungary.
All right, stop him again. I have to say something. It's acknowledged that modern education, kindergarten, the structure of rote, the 5 to 6 class periods, the specialization, the regurgitation and repeating, that's the Prussian model. The prison system is based predominantly on the Panopticon French model that rose in the last 250 years. I mean, I actually read the textbooks on this. You didn't, little boy, or you didn't remember it. Back to it.
That was true. He's trying to link the idea of social work to Prussia, which he then links to Germany. Prussia is not Germany. Prussia became Germany, but Prussia and Germany are not two.
All right, stop right there. It's part of the whole Austrian-Hungarian Empire. It's part of the same culture. It was called Germania 60-something years ago by Julius Caesar. I just can't go any further. Charlotte, what do you think of that?
Well, I don't know. That sort of comment is just so disjointed and off the wall. I mean, the guy has got bits and pieces that he hooks together to try to make a point. I wouldn't take it as very seriously, Alex. If that's all you ever have going up against you, that sort of pathetic reasoning, you're lucky.
But that's the type of moron level that connects with some of the public.
Well, I wonder if it really does. Let me point this out. My book's been out for, since 1999, and I believe I've had, to be perfectly honest, two calls in when I've done interviews, and I've been doing them for since then, radio, two calls where I was absolutely attacked, and it was by a couple of educators, principals or superintendents. Only two in 8 years. And
yeah, everybody knows people have been dumbed down, and this has been the process.
Yeah, but all the other calls, I want to make it very clear that you are correct on whatever you've been saying there. I've had a lot of calls from educators, public school educators, superintendents, sometimes even commissioners of education, and they're all totally supportive of getting the facts out. Some of them didn't even know them themselves. And there are these absolutely wild quotes. I mean, I put together some for you today, but I guess you don't need them. But
we need them. We need them. Go over them when you like.
You can just, I always think of it, if I only have, 1 second or 30 seconds, the most important quote, because it comes from Benjamin Bloom, Professor Bloom's behavioral psychologist, who really is behind the whole dog training method that is necessary for workforce training. And he died a few years ago, but he admits it. He says the purpose of education in the schools is to change the thoughts, feelings, and actions of students. Folks, from what? From what the parent is trying to instill, from what the church is trying to instill. That's the definition right there, the purpose. Then he goes on to say, a large part of what we call good teaching is the teacher's ability to attain effective objectives through, that means attitudes, values, and belief change, through challenging the student's fixed beliefs and getting them to discuss issues. Now, there it is. And then you have the 1945 treaty, UNESCO. Kindergarten or infant school can correct many of the errors of home training and prepare for membership in the world society. It is in the family that children are infected with nationalism. And you have Dr. Chester Pierce in the 70s, Harvard. Every child in America who enters school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with an allegiance toward our elected officials, toward our founding fathers, toward our institutions, toward the preservation of this form of government that we have. Patriotism, nationalism, and sovereignty, all that proves that children are sick because a truly well individual is one who is rejected all of those things, and is truly the international child of the future. Then you have major change agent, I consider him number one in the world, John Goodlad, schooling for a global age. Parents and the general public must be reached also. Otherwise, children and youth enrolled in globally oriented programs may find themselves in conflict with values assumed in the home. And then the education institution frequently, not often enough, I might say, comes under scrutiny and must pull back. And then he says, that was in 1981. I leaked that document that was in there. That's why I got fired. 1968, he says, an article on learning and teaching in the NEA Journal, his top educator, folks, behavioral psychologist, behaviorist, right? He says, quote, the most controversial issues of the 21st century will pertain to the ends and means of modifying human behavior and who shall determine them. The first educational question will not be what knowledge is of the most worth, but what kinds of human beings do we want to produce? The possibilities virtually defy our imagination. Then you have Ashley Montague, aging juvenile, who regales teachers and other school people at conferences. This is way back in the 70s, summed it up when he said, every child in America comes to school insane at the age of 6 because of the American family structure. And then Dr. Reginald Lurie, president of the Joint Commission Comprehensive Child Development Act, 1971, and after the break, I really would like to read what he said.
And let's double those footnotes for people out there. They really want to research it so they can get it for themselves. Charlotte Israby, Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. Stay with us.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
All right, short segment now, long segment coming up. Charlotte Isaby is our guest. Charlotte, out of the gates, in a nutshell, tell folks just a little bit about yourself who don't know who you are, what you discovered inside this, and then just continue with the quotes by the heads of academia, the heads of the, quote, education science in the last 100 years for social workers and people being trained to be social workers who, you know, go up on YouTube and say, I'm making all this up.
Oh, no, you're not making it up at all. I mean, I just wish that you were. There's such an extensive paper trail. It's disgusting. I mean, they seem to be pretty bright guys in some ways. They're sick. They're satanic, really. They're evil people who would do this to our children. But they have admitted, they truly have admitted what they're doing. And so much of that is in my book. And it's also, a great deal of it is on another website I have, too. I'll give both websites. The DeliberateDumbingDown.com is the website for my book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, the 700-pager. The book is also... it's a free download if you want, but buying it is easier for people to read it. The website is DeliberateDumbingDown.com. That is a chronological paper trail over the past 200 years of what they've done. These are documents. Now, the secondary website is marvelous. It's called AmericanDeception.com, and those are original primary research scanned-in documents and books that very, very rare books and documents. The most important item on that, if you call it an item, but it is the Reese Committee hearings. Norman Dodd was the research director for those committee hearings in 1953 on the tax-exempt foundations. And I bought the 3,000 pages of the hearings. It was the only copy left in the country. The foundations had bought up all the copies after the hearings were abruptly terminated for obvious reasons. I'm sure your listeners understand why, because it's the history of the treason that was against America by the tax-exempt foundations. Testimony, total proof. So that website's great. There are 90,000 pages of marvelous research there, education documents, everything. But the major reason for that website was when I purchased the testimony during the Reese Cox Committee hearings of the investigation of the tax-exempt foundations. That's at AmericanDeception.com. A lot of that website is free, most of it. Some of the new items are donor only, but it is the Reese Committee hearings are free, and if you had any idea what I paid for them, I'm sure you would go rushing in there to grab it immediately for fear something would happen with the Internet. But they're extraordinary documents in that at AmericanDeception.com. Now, going back, I'm going to, in brief, just tell you that when I got out of the Foreign Service in 1963, I got married. I was in the Foreign Service and with the American Red Cross for over a period of 15 years or something. And then I got married in Belgium, came back to the United States, became a school board member, went up against the change agents. I love it the way everybody's using the word change agent now. I might point out that I went through change agent training because a master teacher called me and she said, Charlotte, you're right on in your battle on the school board against your change agent superintendent, and I want you to go for training. And she paid for me to go, and it was at that training where I really got on my white horse, folks. And I've been on that white horse ever since, and I will never get off. The horse is dirty as can be, but I will never get off because of what I was taught to do. Now, listen, Hart. I was taught, and we were all taught, and this was Ronald Havelock's change agent's guide, how to bring about change in your community and schools. And we were taught how to identify the resistors in our community. Now, and also how to identify the important groups in the community, like the Chamber of Commerce, the Rotary Club, the Garden Club, et cetera. Nice people who really think they're doing such good work. And they've been taken by the change agents to get the change agents, get them on board, to support sex ed, drug ed, critical thinking ed, death ed, whatever, all the things that have ed hanging off the end of it, which are geared not towards helping your child be a good citizen with good morals and values and be an individual in this world, but are geared towards brainwashing them to be exactly the opposite, to be little utter chaotic freaks. And that is the goal of all this program. So I was taught how to get those programs in, and how to identify the resistors. Well, of course, I was a resistor. That's quite funny. I was taught how to identify myself. But then I went on again, and I moved on to the U.S. Department of Ed.
Stay there. Let's come back and encapsulate that and then get into more quotes, what their plan is, how they dumbed everybody down, where they're going. We're going to footnote again those quotes and go through some more of them for the individuals out there who just want to say that we're talking about space aliens. We're talking to the former head of policy, number two position, Department of Education. Not only was she skilled and intelligent, she came from a Skull and Bones family.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back. We're going to go right back to Charlotte Isby in just a moment. We haven't gotten it up there yet, but in the next hour, I decided to carry Deliberate Dumbing Down. I should have done it years ago. It's one thing to go read the book that took her over a decade to write for free, DeliberateDumbingDown.com, and that's wonderful that she's done that. But I suggest you buy the book the size of a phone book. I'd say half of it is just documents. The actual documents, every time she makes a claim, there's not just a footnote. There is the actual document. We're going back to her in just a moment. That'll be available at InfoWars.com, and I hope you get it there. We're going to discount it when you get it with Endgame. Before I go any further, though, the economy's in deep trouble. Serious things are happening. They want to start World War III. I have multiple years' supply of food for my family. I've had it for 8 years. I bought more last year. I bought more this year. As the family grows, it's freeze-dried, meaning it stores in very small places and lasts more than 10 years in climate control. Just 10 years if it isn't in climate control. Just 10 years. It's an insurance policy you can eat. It's high-quality food, tastes great. And again, it's been freeze-dried. It's been reduced in size, so it's heavy, heavy sealed cans and containers. Super high quality, eFoodsDirect.com, Stevens.com, the longest continually operating storable food company in the nation, the J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoodsDirect.com. Prices are going to go up February 11th. That's as far as they can push out price increases because of inflation. You know about some of the food shortages and things, so you know food prices are going up both because of inflation and that. So give them a call today. Get your order in now. And that number is 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Also, we have another great product. That's Innerfood. It has 20 superfoods in it, like Dulse Kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina. That's only 6 of the 20 superfoods. It's not, quote, a vitamin. It is the vitamins. It is the foods, you know, non-pasteurized, so they keep their value, you know, condensed down. Wonderful stuff. When you go to prisonplanet.com, link through on the right-hand side where it says Inner Health Botanicals. That's Inner Food. Get 10% off when you go to that subpage because you're a listener and a visitor of prisonplanet.com. Buy in bulk, and you get 20% off on top of that, or give them a call and tell them Alex Jones sent you, 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238 or enerfood.com. Wonderful, fabulous stuff. I take it. Much of the office takes it. enerfood.com or 866-762-9238. Charlotte, going back to you, I mean, I want to go over the key quotes, the key documents, and in a nutshell, when they took over education, how they converted it, how they federalized it, and then some solutions. You've got the floor, but I want to hear more of those quotes.
Well, okay, Alex, I also want to point out you're correct. If people, I do have the book free on my website, and that's fine, but I found that people, I thought when I did that I'd lose sales on the book, the real book, and in fact it increased sales because people get tired of looking at the white screen, and so, Alex, you shouldn't have any problem with a book. And people
Something tactile about it, and, you know, my stuff falls free as well, about being able to hold it, see it,
that's
share
right.
it, carry
that's
it
right.
with you. Yes, yes.
So anyway, we were talking about how the effort is not just to get the kids' minds, but it's the parents as well. This is an outcomes-based ed quote, because people might say, oh, she's talking about all those old quotes way back there with UN and Brock Chisholm talking about the psychiatrist, General Chisholm, good friend of Alger Hiss, saying, we got to get rid of the conscience. We're going to retrain the teachers like little psychiatrists. They can go into the classroom. And people say, oh, I'm sick and tired of hearing all those 1945 quotes, right? Well, they're important quotes, folks. You see, the reason they shut up a bit lately is because they realized that we had their number. We have all those old quotes. But a recent quote is good because this was in 1981, I believe. It comes out of 1981. This is from one of the leaders in outcomes-based education, which we've been fighting across the country for ages, based on Skinner, absolutely Pavlov, slobbering dog, stimulus response. You know, I could make a pigeon a high achiever by reinforcing it on a proper schedule, and that's what would they have to have that in. It's in now completely across the country because they need it for school to work. But this is a quote from John Champlin, terribly high up with William Spady and the whole crowd, American Association of School Administrators. This community, this is a program of theirs for outcomes-based education, direct instruction. This community effort should be designed both to re-educate and to renorm parents and the general public. Think of renorming the community the same way you conduct similar efforts in the school environment. Don't challenge the community. Co-opt them, okay? I love that. I think that's a nice quote because people get bored hearing the ones about the teachers, and that's really a very good quote. Now, I'm going to read another one, which actually is proof positive. When you have people saying, oh, you're wrong, death ed, sex ed, critical thinking ed, you name it, whatever, those things, the education that has education hanging off the end of it. Oh, they're for the good of the child, and the families should be really happy the schools are involved in that. Well, I got a hold, this is in Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, I happened to be lucky enough to get a hold of the journal called The School Counselor, special issue on death, May 1977. And it came, that's the American Personnel and Guidance Associates, you know, those nice guidance counselors that your children have access to. Quote, listen to this. The last goal is to help students, this is on death education, is to help students clarify their values on social and ethical issues. An underlying but seldom spoken assumption of much of the death education movement is that Americans handle death and dying poorly, and that we ought to be doing better at it. Well, they're probably talking about the fact that we believe in God, right? And that's poor, where we deal with it very poorly. As in the case of many other problems, many Americans believe that education can initiate change. You're not kidding, can it? Now, here we go. This is a direct quote, and think in terms of what this says. This actually says that they will be using death ed the same way they use sex ed to change our children's attitudes and values so that children accept any sexual behavior, anything now. You know that's true. Now, look, they said it. Change is evident. Death education will play as important a part in changing attitudes towards death, in other words, getting rid of religion.
Well, that's so they can, and they even say, euthanize people, get people ready that it's a beautiful thing to have
absolutely.
The state kill you.
That's right. And
now, since they put this in, suicide's exploded. Now in town, 7 people killing themselves.
That's right.
Suicide cults on the web.
Well, the thing is, with death ed, they educate the children towards all the other religions, Buddhism, Hinduism, whatever ism, everything except Christianity. But anyway, it says change is evident, and death education will play as important a part in changing attitudes toward death as sex education played in changing attitudes toward sex information and wider acceptance of various sexual practices. Now look, if that doesn't tell you that they have deliberately, that's why I love the word deliberate in the title of my book, they have deliberately gone after your children's morals and values and your family.
Now, again, it's not just that they're perverts. That's not the real reason. If you actually read the eugenicists who started the social working in England, then in Germany, then in the U.S. as it migrated, they say that by having people be promiscuous, lots of partners, getting people used to abortions and birth control, it's meant to reduce the size of the family, thus to also attack it and break it down, just like the Soviets did.
Well, that's right. And let me read this. Remember, I think the break came when I was doing Dr. Reginald Lurie. This goes back 1971. President of the Joint Commission, the Comprehensive Child Development Act. That's passed by both Congress and the Senate in 71. We have that. That's why we have all these people coming into our homes, early age, taking kids away from us, etc. Now, he said, quote, he's president of the Joint Commission. There is serious thinking among some of the future-oriented child development research people that maybe we can't trust the family alone to prepare young children for this new kind of world which is emerging. The Soviets have long recognized the shortcomings of the family. That is one of the reasons they felt they needed to have access to the babies. During the first 18 months of life, the brain is growing faster than it ever will again. It is then also more plastic and most available for appropriate experience and corrective intervention.
And that's why they openly say in Europe and here that they want to get people on welfare so they get the children, and now they're offering even middle-class people, oh, let us take care of your baby. Let us pay the kids to stay late till 8 o'clock at night. I mean, this is the total takeover.
Well, absolutely, and it is, and I'd like to point out that in the U.S. Department of Education, I was there for not terribly long, 2 years, not quite, and that Department of Education is a Marxist factory, and thank God for Ron Paul. He's the only one that it constantly is talking about bringing it down. If that was all he recommended, folks, he should be president for that. Because the future of our country depends on how our children have been educated as little individuals for upward mobility, having an understanding of the world, not trained like rats to go along with the New World Order.
Now, Charlotte, I like to go back to the start because I've read all these quotes and you're the grand expert on this. But I remember reading the National Association of Banks. in right around 1900. I'm going from memory. I remember reading the National Association of Psychologists, psychiatrists in the 40s,
yep.
where they said, Americans are the smartest, they read the best, all the inventions are from here. We've got to, they even use words like dumb them down, lower their horizons, constrict them.
Right.
Teach them to be cogs in the planned society. The middle class is going to compete with the social planners. They're upstarts. We've got to dumb them down, use chemicals, whatever we have to control them. They openly said they were going to do this just by making education boring and not making sense they do it. And they took us from the highest test scores way down. And I'm going from memory, but on that National Banking Association document about how we got to take over education and stop them from reading. I mean, you know, now they can claim it's for all these reasons, and you're four or five generations into cult-like teachers and social workers. A lot of them are good. A lot of them don't see the big picture. Even if they are good, they can't fight back much in the system. But we have their own words where they admit this was about taking control of society and dumbing down.
Oh, they, absolutely. And, you know, for those who really want a good document to show to people who say, oh, well, you know, things aren't so bad, the edge of schools aren't so bad. At American Deception, there's an entry, and it doesn't take much. It's about eight pages. And go in there, folks, and just type into the search engine up there, Hignite, H-I-G-N-I-T-E. And you are going to see there a test on the Constitution that is about 12 pages long. This Kenny Hignite, someone at a conference in California gave this to me, gave me the actual test with Kenny Hignite's handwriting on it. He got 99 on it. This was in 1953 in Central California Public School. Go there, read it. It is the most difficult test. He had to name all the cabinet officials. He had to know all the Bill of Rights. He had to understand the Constitution, the three branches of government. He had to know, unbelievable, the protections, everything. And he got 99. Go there and look at it, and you know what you can do with that? You can cut and paste, and you can send that to anybody you want on a computer and prove to them this was America's public school system as late as 1953. So it was a deliberate, you know, from 1945 on, he just escaped it. 1945 on, that was the UN. Going to the UN, UNESCO, get rid of academics, you know, Brock Chisholm, the teacher becomes the psychiatrist. Then we have the agreements with the Soviet Union, Reagan signed, merging the two systems. All of that came after 45. But this was 53 before Hignite had been hit, when there were still very good teachers around. There still are some who try to do this. But look at that, because it shows how very deliberate this whole agenda has been to dumb down your children, to strip them of their values, to make them into the little new Soviet man, because everything in education has been Sovietized by now. Exactly. It goes right along with William Foster's book. He was chairman of the Communist Party USA in the 30s, buried in the Kremlin, and he said, called for a U.S. Department of Ed. Called for getting rid of religion, called for putting in the scientific Pavlovian method, called for all of these things that are being taught in the schools now. And it's been done. It's a done deal. So all of those, your wonderful listeners out there who are homeschooling or who are in private schools that don't accept a penny of any form of tax money, federal, state, or local, those are the people whose children are going to save this country. And the public schools, I'm sorry to say it, because I'm a great supporter, always I have been, of public education, because it was the best system in the world. But all the money that's gone in, the multi-billions of dollars, trillions of dollars, from 1981 when I was there, the Department of Ed was $12 billion. Now it's $67 billion. And that's the centerpiece, the headquarters for distributing all the destructive anti-Christian, anti-American, anti-common sense programs for retraining teachers, deliberately ruining your children,
Charlotte,
making them into robots.
I want to throw a program note in here. I was on the message board, and professors and all these other people were finding all these other horrible quotes saying the family's bad, the family has to be gotten rid of, the family is a sickness, a disease.
Yeah.
And then now it moved off of the PrisonPlanet.com forum. I can't find it in the subpages, and I can't find it in recent posts. Can somebody, because I know it grew full of quotes, and I want to go back and vet those and follow those back for an article we're doing, Can whoever was whoever has that page repost it in a recent post or post it at the top or something? Charlotte, I know you had other quotes you wanted to read before we hit that break 30 minutes ago. Do you want to read any more quotes you didn't have time to get to about the family being bad?
Well, yeah, I can read this. I think I didn't. This one is good. This is from Arthur. This may hook into what you were talking about. Arthur Calhoun's A Social History of the American Family in 1919. There are three volumes, I believe. And in the third volume, he says, quote, "The new view is that the higher and more obligatory relation is to society rather than to the family. The family goes back to the age of savagery, while the state belongs to the age of civilization. The modern individual is a world citizen served by the world, and home interests can no longer be supreme. As soon as the new family, consisting of only the parents and the children, stood forth, society saw how many were unfit for parenthood and began to realize the need of community care." And he goes on there, if you want the rest
no,
of the
No, that's it. What they did is, it wasn't a 1919 book. They took that quote, and then in the UT textbook I was looking at, when they were using there, University of Texas at Austin, it then went on to say it's the family's a disease. But you just found it, Charlotte. That's it. Aaron, she found it. She found it. Stand by. All right, stay there, Charlotte Iserby. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their attribution.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union, and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. Don't worry. We're going to expose the New World Order. DeliberateDumbingDownOfAmerica.com. It's now up on the shopping cart in the recommended books and videos at InfoWars. phonebook.com. You can get in-game half price when you get the phone book size book, Deliberate Dumbing Down. Every educator, every person that has children in a government education camp, indoctrination center. Now, again, we're four or five generations into this. The average social worker, the average teacher doesn't even see what's happening around them. In the founding documents right through the 70s, they were quite honest. They're still honest in higher-level documents for, you know, master educators, special schools they're sent to, even above the master's and Ph.D. level. And correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, Charlotte. So some social worker listening may not even know this, but it's the attitude, it's the idea, it's the guilty until proven innocent. It's the whole system of destroying families and making us all cogs in this larger system. The sodium fluoride in the water to dumb us down, now public. That's not even Scientific American admits that. As you said, the people now know this is going on. They don't know the full horror or the full details. But even George Carlin gets up and says the corporations, you know, run the system to dumb everybody down. You know, when he talks about education, they test to see how much they've dumbed you down. Then they lower the test bar. Charlotte, re-intro what year he wrote that, 1919, the name, because Aaron missed that.
You mean Calhoun. Wait a minute. I've got it here, I think. Let's see. I hope. Where is it? I'll have to look for it and give it to you when I find it, because I threw it away when you said that you... that I found it. So I lost it, but I will give it to you.
It's okay. It's Calhoun, 1919. We got a bunch of books he wrote. We can find it and go back and listen to the tape.
I'll get it for you before this is over with. But there's something very important in regard to the mental health testing and all of the... I found that for you. Here it is. Third volume, Arthur Calhoun's A Social History of the American Family, 1919. And I want to give Dennis Cuddy... credit for this. Dennis has this in his Marvelous Chronology of Education, which I stole from him and put on AmericanDeception.com. I just got sort of his permission now. We're good friends. But that is Dennis's wonderful Chronology of Education. It can be purchased from Dennis, but it also is at AmericanDeception.com. And this is on page 14 of Dennis's Chronology, 1919, about... Arthur Calhoun, A Social History of the American Family, okay? So anyway, let's give credit to Dennis. And also, before I forget, we're talking about the justice system in this country. That's
We've only got a minute left, Charlotte.
Right.
Wrap it up.
All right. Hawaii Master Plan. That's page 85 in my book. And it calls for, it says right here, 1971, this says, it called recent discoveries from the field of biochemistry suggest that all these drugs will improve learning, such as persistence mode. The application of biochemical research findings will be a source of controversy. When children become the objects of such experimentation, schools will be conceivably swept in a whole new area of collaboration and research with biochemists and psychologists to improve learning. This was planned. The Hawaii Master Plan, a lot of it is in my book, Deliberate Dumbing Down. Get the book.
And that's the New Freedom Initiative.
Yes. It is. And any child that believes in God or doesn't like world government, when he's screened, he'll be flagged. He's sick.
And again, it's because you can have no God but them. That's why they attack it. It's not because they're these enlightened atheists.
Right.
Charlotte Iserby, DeliberateDumbingDown.com. We will talk to you in the very near future. I want to have you back up in the next few weeks. We're doing a lot on education. God bless you for all your great work.
Thank you so much, Alex, and best to everybody.
What a great lady. We'll be back tonight live on the network, 9 to midnight. Central retransmitted out on the network live, 9 to midnight, not live. And you can hear the streams going out right now. In 1 minute, we're going to come back, and you can hear the first and second hour if you missed it with key economic analysis. Go to Infowars.com right now. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Now.